Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in it and are glad in it, and we give him the glory. Let me encourage you from the beautiful scripture of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. It says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches that God's goal for his people is that they become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I like that, the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, as referenced in Ephesians 4:13. We are to daily put on Christ, his love and character, even as we put on our garments, as referenced in Romans 13:14. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Christ-likeness is more than a religious profession or a weekly visit to church. It must become a total way of life. The scriptures further teach that we are to carry the fragrance of Christ wherever we go. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14 to 16, to unbelievers, we are the smell of death, and to fellow believers, we are the fragrance of life. In this day and age, our society is in desperate need of our Christ-like, of more Christ-like behavior and Christ-like Christians and believers everywhere. The only thing many people will ever know about God is what they see of his radiance reflected in our daily lives. Our ability to represent our Lord worthily is only possible through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. And therefore we need him all the time. We need the Spirit of God to prompt us, to lead us, to guide us, to help us live our lives holy for Jesus. I was meditating upon Paul's statement, writing to the church, to the believers in Rome. In Romans 8:29, he says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son." I focus attention to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The Lord is transforming us, changing us into the image of his son, Jesus. So reflect on this beautiful statement. He who does not long to know more of Christ really knows nothing of him yet. I like what Horatius Bonar wrote. He said, "Great master, teach us with your skilled hand. Let not the music that is in us die. Great sculptor, hew and polish us, nor let hidden and lost your form within us lie." This morning I was listening to a beautiful hymn that I grew up singing in my grandfather's time, my father's time. Beautiful hymn written by Thomas Chisholm and published in 1897. "Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Abba Father, this morning, O Lord, I pray that you will transform us into the image of your Son. Polish us, create within us a clean heart, mind, and thoughts. Fill us anew with your Spirit. Let Christ-likeness be evident in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our communities, in our workplaces. And I pray the Lord, and everywhere we go, we'll be a fragrance of life to the believers, O Father God. And Lord, the sinners will, O Lord, see Jesus in us and repent and come to the knowledge of salvation that is in us. Father, I thank you and I praise you, God. I give you the glory today as your flock steps out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing and your blessings upon them. Bless the work of their hands. Lord, I pray that you'll grant them your favor upon their lives. Bless them, O Lord. Enlarge their territory, increase their borders, and take away every pain from their midst. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father, and I release your holy anointing of healing to flow into their bodies, from the crown of their head to the bottom of their souls, O Father, your healing will flow. Your word says, serve the Lord God Almighty, and he will bless your food and your water, and he will remove sickness from your midst. I pray that as your people serve you in your house, serve you in your kingdom, I pray that you will bless them and be with them, and Lord, bring healing into their bodies. We thank you, we bless you, we give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day ahead, a week ahead, weekend, and don't forget to go to the house of God and serve him and worship him this Sunday. God bless you, and bye for now.